One of the most difficult things for us to do is to step out in faith when we're surrounded by uncertainty. To invest our time, our energies, and our resources in a good work when the outcome is far from certain. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. As the saying goes, the only things that we can be certain of in this world are death and taxes. Everything else is up for grabs. And as we saw yesterday, even the good things in our lives that look and feel rock solid, a marriage, a home, will one day come to an end. So in the midst of all that uncertainty, perhaps you feel God nudging you to make a sacrifice, to invest in this or that good work. But you know that the timing seems off. The circumstances seem far from ideal. So what we tend to do is think to ourselves, maybe I'd better wait. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. There are some things that you can be sure of. If the clouds are full of rain, they will pour water on the earth. If a tree falls to the south or to the north, then it'll stay where it falls. But there are some things that you cannot be sure of. You must take a chance. If you wait for perfect weather, you will never plant your seeds. If you're afraid that every cloud will bring rain, you will never harvest your crops. In other words, when God calls us to step out in faith, invariably, the circumstances never seem ideal. There's always an element of uncertainty, at least from our narrow worldly perspective. But if we wait until the circumstances are ideal, we'll never step out. Trust God. Step out despite your circumstances. That's His word, fresh for you today. As we head towards Christmas, I'd love to help you prepare your heart to celebrate this special time. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called This is a Special Time. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com. May you be blessed as you receive His word.